you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Well, Turkey Day holiday is upon us. I hope you have a safe and healthy and happy Thanksgiving. Just want to say that up front. And, well, we got a great show. We're here to empower you. So thanks for joining us here on Herb Talk and American Voice Radio. We're going to be talking about some bladder problems. Apparently, we got a lot of that going on, not just in the United States, but all over the world. We've talked a little bit here and there about it before, but today I want to really hit the hard facts on that and the treatments that are available and some of the side effects and maybe some natural solutions so you could, you know, be well. And also we're going to be talking about, since, you know, we're going to be eating a lot, usually folks do on holidays, we're going to talk about heartburn and gout. So we got all that on the calendar today. But before we get into all of that great stuff, just a reminder, coming up on the 5th, we're going to be talking with author Gary Null, PhD. He's the author of Reboot Your Brain. So he's going to be joining us to talk about his book. You know, he has some natural solutions to fighting the memory loss, the dementia, the Alzheimer's, all those things that tend to affect our elderly. So he's going to be here on the 5th, so I hope you can join us. And also, as usual, our wellness expert, Dr. Rebecca Carley, will be here on the 17th, just before the Christmas break. Goodness, it'd be Christmas before you know it. Oh. And we have a quack report, but before we get all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi. We're lifting our righteous men and women up in prayer. You know, I've got an email about this, that somebody's offended that I'm praying for not only our righteous men and women in the military, but for all of America, for all of you. Listeners are a little offended by the religious part, apparently. You know what I have to say about that? I have to say about get over it. You know, this is my show. And I have an opinion, First Amendment right to speak it, and I am going to. So I'm going to pray for righteousness to be restored to this land, and God help us, because without him, we're not going anywhere. We need his help, and it's our job to ask, so folks, mind the time. Offended or not, for it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the crack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, what do we got? Scientists are learning how to reshape memories. They're getting closer and closer to that. Handful of studies are being done on how you can erase or rewrite a memory. Yeah. So, you know, of course, they're going about it like, you know, to help post-traumatic stress disorder people and that kind of thing. But several studies have found some chemical compounds that can be used to subdue or even delete memories, not in mice, but they're working on it for, you know, doing it in humans. So in June, they reported at Emory University, some researchers showed that this SR-8993, it's a drug that tends to act on the brain's opiate receptors, which can prevent a fear memory from forming. Goodness, just remove everybody's fear. Great. I can see that's going somewhere. Ooh, moving along in the quack report, what else we have? Ooh, we have a new weight loss chip that could be implanted into a human arm soon and make you stop eating, basically. It's a genetic chip. It would constantly check for fat in the bloodstream. And when you eat too much, it releases a hormone that would sedate your hunger mechanism, turn it off, if you will. So they've been testing it on mice, and the creatures ate less fatty food, and they were shedding the weight. Swiss researchers are hoping that within 5 to 10 years, they are going to have a version size of this coin-shaped chip, be able for, you know, slip under your arm there, under the skin, and they hope it's free of side effects, they hope. So chips containing other combinations of genes could be developed to tackle other illnesses down the road, they say. What else is in the quacker? Grains, you know, the gluten thing that causes gluten intolerance, celiac disease. Well, severe digestive distress, the celiac disease, rheumatoid arthritis, just a few of the things that maladies that tend to be linked to the wheat or gluten in barley, rye, wheat, grain. So they're taking a look at some ancient grains to see if there's a possible solution to that. Acorn was an ancient grain. It was replaced by a hybrid pest-resistant strain of wheat that we use today. But acorn was nutritionally superior, higher levels of protein, fat, phosphorus, potassium, beta-carotenes than our regular wheat. It's also very low in gluten. So acorn could actually provide a new grain option for millions with that problem with gluten sensitivity. And if you missed the show on that, we did a show where the European wheat is a different variety than what the U.S. uses, and people over there, when they travel to Europe and have wheat, they don't seem to have problems. So you may want to get the softer wheat and make your own bread. Last but not least in the Quack Report, a study drinking coffee in the afternoon says you're going to disrupt your sleep. Coffee will deprive you of sleep, according to the Journal of Clinical Sleep Medicine. They found that people who consume even just a cup of coffee after lunch are going to lose at least an hour of sleep that night. So they tested the effects of caffeine on 12 individuals that otherwise had normal and healthy sleep patterns, and they were given 3 caffeine pills a day for about 4 days, and they were taken at scheduled intervals. And at the end of the trial, what they found was if you had the caffeine after lunch, it would disrupt your sleep pattern. So if you had like a cup of coffee on the way home from work, or at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, for instance, it's going to deplete your sleep by at least 1 hour. Also, a 2012 study found that caffeine can linger in people's systems for many hours after consumption, and caffeine can affect people differently. Some people don't have a very good tolerance to caffeine, and half a cup of coffee with caffeine in it per week is about their limit. So. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to talk about kidneys and bladder problems. Whew, we got a lot of that going on. You know, in the United States, there are about 8 million doctors. And there's 8 million doctor's office visits, I should say, for like urinary tract infections, which is considered the second most common infection that we tend to get. Also, pregnant women 4 to 5 times more likely to develop a urinary tract infection. But overactive bladder problems are also a big moneymaker for the drug industry and the doctors. Now, the World Health Organization reported that bladder control problems affect over 2 million people globally. So the medical establishment expects women over 45 years of age will develop overactive bladder problems, and women are told it is treatable. Well, I think most people have lost sight of what treatable really means. I think people assume it means cure when it doesn't. Treatable means manageable, as in disease management. So it doesn't guarantee a cure or a reversal of symptoms, but at best it offers a reduction of symptoms, and only while you're taking the drugs. So women are told that the drugs are going to offer them better coping strategies, which means the drug is another layer of protection when you're using it with pads or adult diapers. And what really amazes me is that doctors and drug companies look at their so-called preventable and treatable tactics as a cure. So let's see if we can improve on this problem and do it the natural way. Let's talk about stress, because one of the triggers for the bladder problems is stress. So women seem to be more sensitive to stress in this area of their bodies than men. If you add in the menopause to the mix and the nervous system and hormonal system, well, they're under duress, then you got a problem. Now, men seem to retain stress. In other words, it's inward, and so their problem likes to crop up in the prostate area. So according to the National Association for Continence survey that they did in 2004, people with bladder control problems tend to wait an average of 4 to 6 years before they consult their doctors. Wow. Well, what are some of the standard treatments? If you go to your doctor, what's he going to give you for this? Well, if you have overactive bladder and you go see your doctor, there are basically 6 drugs your doctor may prescribe. There is oxybutin, toledrenol, and all of these have generic names, darophycin, sulfasicin, trospium, and fasitocidine. Whoa. Those are 6 of the top drugs, and they have a ton of side effects. The side effects from such drugs like this are going to be dry mouth, constipation, heartburn, blurry vision, tachycardia, flushed skin, cognitive side effects like impaired memory and confusion, also urinary retention. In other words, you have difficulty urinating. You may experience drowsiness and dizziness, upset stomach, and extreme pain for prolonged periods like 3 days or longer, weakness, a dry eye, hot and dry skin, extreme thirst, pain and burning upon urination, sore throat, body aches, flu-like symptoms, eye pain, itchy rash, swelling of face, tongue, and or throat, and difficulty breathing. Now, these drugs also do not interact well with other medications like antibiotics, antifungal drugs, antidepressants, anti-malaria medicines, arrhythmia drugs, HIV medications, drugs for nausea, vomiting, also drugs for migraine headaches, narcotics, psychiatric medications as well. So obviously you don't want to use any of these things, these medications for bladder problems while you're pregnant or nursing. And there is that newest drug. You see it all over the TV now. The new drug for bladder problems is that transdermal patch called Oxetrol. And the patch contains a drug said to reduce the muscle spasms of the bladder and the urinary tract. So there are plenty of warnings that come with this patch, such as don't use this if you have glaucoma, intestinal or stomach blockages, or urination problems. Now, the side effects from the patch are blurred vision, dizziness, drowsiness, and you should use caution if you're operating machinery or driving. Alcohol consumption is going to magnify these side effects. You should also use caution if you experience exercise, because you could get overheated, according to the handout on this drug, while you're wearing the patch. So you want to avoid that. And they also say avoid dehydration and hot weather when you're using the patch. Avoid sunlight, as much sunlight as you possibly can when you're using the patch. The patch cannot be exposed to sunlight, so, you know, no sunbathing. Also, you can't be wearing the patch and undergo a study like an MRI. You have to remove it. So there seems to be a medical concern using the patch if you suffer from liver or kidney or prostate disease. And you may not be able to use this product if you have neurological diseases. So pregnant women are said they need to avoid the patch, and the FDA states it will harm unborn children. So if the patch, which has similar action and side effects as the drugs I just mentioned, guess what? Pregnant women shouldn't use those either. So the drug company is really not sure if chemicals in the patch are going to penetrate breast milk. And so nursing mothers, FYI, better watch it. So the drug industry offers approximately a couple of drugs designed for incontinence and overactive bladder. But the Oxetrol patch is actually the newest one. But there's like 19 off-label drugs that a doctor can give a patient for bladder problems. So all of these drugs, what they'll do is temporarily block signals to the nerves in the bladder and the urinary tract responsible for making those spasms. So antispasmodic drugs are usually the first drugs a physician may try to treat the problem. And if that doesn't work, the next thing he prescribes is an antidepressant or a tricyclic drug to calm the nerves responsible for stimulating urination. So the side effects of these drugs will make your eyes sensitive to light, give you also dry mouth, blurry vision, lightheadedness, and it could also create headaches, stomach cramping, nausea, skin discoloration, allergy symptoms like stuffy nose and runny nose, also hair loss and genital pain can also be a side effect. Wow. Now, let's talk about some mineral power for a minute, because, you know, it's an interesting thing. They did some studies on magnesium, and it's been shown to improve bladder function. So natural magnesium is needed by the body for muscle and nerve functions. So a study that was done in Tel Aviv University found that women who improved their magnesium intake also improved their bladder and urinary tract function. So the women experience fewer trips to the bathroom, especially at night, and an excellent source of natural magnesium will be in foods like your turnip greens, sardines, oatmeal, and of course that sun-dried Celtic sea salt, which won't encourage hypertension. There are also some foods you probably want to avoid that exacerbate your irritated bladder there. Some foods that will aggravate the bladder and contribute to the urge or incontinence should be avoided, like white sugar, corn syrup, honey, fructose, corn syrup, artificial colors, artificial sweeteners, your carbonated drinks. Of course, they're loaded with sugar, artificial sweeteners, and colors. So avoid those foods and calm down that bladder irritation. There are also some drugs that tend to typically encourage bladder problems. They irritate the bladder function, and those drugs are going to be those that are prescribed for blood pressure problems, heart medications, muscle relaxants, sedatives, diuretics, and any products that also include Excedrin can also be a problem for the bladder. So what are the natural solutions? Whether the plumbing problem you have is overactive bladder, urinary tract infections, incontinence, cystitis, constipation, irritable bowel, there are natural solutions that you can use without the risk of expensive drugs. Now, I like to use herbs to cleanse away irritating pathogens and help strengthen the bladder wall and the PC muscle, which would be uvarisi leaf and horsetail and pipsqueak leaf and marshmallow root and golden flower. And you're all going to find those in the Kidney Bladder Cleanse Kit at the Apothecary Herb Shop on the powerherbs.com website. And I also like to use herbs to reduce the stress, to calm the nerves down a little bit. Valerian root is excellent for that. And also some natural magnesium, like I said, you'll find in your Celtic sea salt, which is a sun-dried salt. It's not been stripped of its mineral content. So now if hormones are also involved in the bladder malfunction, then I like to use the 6 female herbs that you'll find in the female maturity formula. That's your hops, Damania leaf, Biotex berries, wild jam, and so forth. So that's in the female maturity formula. Now, for men, you want to look at the male hormone formula if you're needing some help there, or the prostate kit. So there are herbs there for the prostate for you guys as well. So you're going to find organic organ cleanses and immune-boosting herbs. That's what the folks at Apothecary Herbs do. And if you're searching for herbal products with more vitamins and minerals and proteins that better than what you'd find in the average store, then you want to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and ask at least for a free product catalog, see what they have. That number is toll-free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. 704-885-0277. And again, the website is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Now, right now, they have a Thanksgiving special on, but it ends tomorrow. So you want to get your orders in by tomorrow. And what it is you'll receive 15% off your order plus free ground ship in the continental United States on orders of $50 or more. Now, if you're outside the U.S., the international folks, they will receive 20% off their orders of $75 or more. And those coupon codes are on the homepage. And if you don't have access to the homepage, just if you call in on the toll-free number, just mention you want the Thanksgiving Day special, and they can take it from there. So, stock up and save for Turkey Day, always good. You want to stay healthy and well through the holidays, so pick up your immune-boosting stuff and stay well, and don't eat too much. Don't eat too much of that stuff out there. Now, if you're visiting the powerherbs.com website, I encourage you to sign up for the free online newsletters. There's 2 of them. The American Survival Newsletter goes out on Tuesdays, and that is covers a variety of things. It covers health, it covers politics, and it covers finance and things like that. And then if you just want the natural therapies type of stuff, then that would be the HealthQuest newsletter, and that goes out on Fridays. Now, they're both free, and you can sign up online at thepowerherbs.com. You do need email to receive these. These are not hard copies that are printed, so you'll have to sign up there. And the best thing is subscribers get special discounts towards the herbal products from Apothecary Herbs, so you can check that out and sign up today. Also, I want to mention, if you're looking for some backup currency, I can highly recommend the folks at Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Melanie Cederstrom is the contact there. You definitely want to give her a call at 800-375-4188, 800-375-4188, and just, you know, ask her what she would do if she were you. And that's who I call if I have questions about gold and silver and backup currency and that kind of thing. So give her a call today. All right, we got to move on here. We're going to talk about heartburn because you're going to be eating and drinking on Thursday, probably in that one meal, that one day. You're going to probably consume more sugar than you do in a whole month. And heartburn can also be in there with it. So nearly everyone will experience at least one episode of heartburn because they overindulge. Now, over 10% of our population, that's 15 million Americans, they suffer from regular heartburn problems. More than 60 million Americans experience heartburn once a month. So other names for heartburn are, you know, indigestion, sour stomach, regurgitation, acid reflux, GERD, you know. So no matter what you call it, that fiery, painful sensation in the chest is enough to, you know, ruin your day and prevent, you know, a good night's sleep. So we're going to look at what we could do to resolve heartburn in one out of every 18 people. Wow, that's a lot of people. So what basically is the heartburn? Well, other than that discomfort, that heartburn sensation, it's really the stomach contents and the digestive juices, the hydrochloric acid and the pepsin enzymes that kind of splash up into the lower part of the esophagus, and that cause that acid burn and that pressure in the chest area. So the lining of the esophagus is really not designed, like the stomach, to tolerate those harsh digestive acids. And it's not uncommon for this sensation to be very severe, and severe enough to think that you're having a heart attack. So when you swallow food, there's this esophageal sphincter, a small muscle ring that separates the esophagus from the stomach, and it closes, preventing food from going back up into the esophagus. So if this muscle becomes weak or is stretched out due to overeating, it will not close properly, and it won't keep food and digestive juices in the stomach where they belong. So if you have a weak esophageal sphincter muscle, it can actually spring open like a jack-in-the-box at the wrong time, and allows those undigested food particles and stomach acids to kind of slosh up into the esophagus and cause that pain and spasming and bitter taste in the mouth and all that nonsense. So we're going to look at some natural ways to deal with that, because heartburn symptoms, they can be very broad in scope. It ranges from mild to severe. So acid can flow up from the stomach and cause problems for the esophagus and even the mouth. So the typical sensations, indigestion, heartburn, pain or burning sensation from the stomach or the mouth area. So the acid taste in the mouth is not uncommon, along with moderate to severe belching. In severe cases, individuals with this type of digestive distress can experience even nausea and vomiting, have difficulty swallowing, and often have hiatal hernia. So long-term exposure to this digestive malfunction can cause acid erosion of the esophagus and can cause ulcers and bleeding. Scar tissue also can cause the esophagus to be narrowed and hinder the passage of food to the stomach. So over time, this condition can lead to even esophageal cancer. So we want to prevent all that. So we're going to do it. On the other side of this break, we're coming up to a break here. We're going to look at some contributing factors you can avoid. You're going to look at some main causes in your eating habits. We're also going to look at some foods that you should avoid to improve this problem. And also some natural herbs that can also calm and soothe and help restore digestive function and just have a pleasant holiday. We'll be right back. She drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the cooking. Now she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the cooking. Now she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the cooking. Now she called the doctor, woke him up and said, "Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take?" I said, "Doctor, to relieve his bellyache." I said, "Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take?" I said, "Doctor, to relieve
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Thank you.
back here on Herb Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Now we're talking about heartburn because we're coming up to the holiday season and people tend to overeat, overindulge. So let's look at some of these contributing factors. Obviously, if you're overweight, that's going to put a lot of pressure on the stomach and it hinders the digestive process and invites heartburn. Approximately 35% of overweight individuals will experience heartburn but are able to reverse the condition by decreasing their weight. Now, smoking seems to be an aggravate also to the condition by stimulating the production of stomach acid and relaxing the esophageal sphincter muscle, allowing acid to enter the esophagus. So consuming alcohol is another one of the prime problems. The pump for the heartburn and the acid reflux, alcohol contributes to relaxing that muscle once again. And also increased stress will alter what you eat and drink. Think about it, right? And often you'll smoke more as well, and this all triggers the heartburn. So let's look at some of the main eating habits you might want to look at. There is good news, though. The main cause of heartburn really is directly influenced by what you're doing, what you're eating. So therefore, guess what? You have all the power and all the control to stop this if you want to. So you can decide on a daily basis, are you going to invite or are you going to avoid heartburn? So Dr. Donald Castle, University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine, he agrees that your dietary patterns are to either praise or to blame when it comes to heartburn. So as we get older, we may experience heartburn more frequently, but according to Dr. Castle, age is not the cause of heartburn. So if you develop heartburn or acid reflux in your 20s, your 30s, or your 40s, and you don't make a lifestyle change, then you're absolutely going to almost be impossible to get rid of the heartburn later on in life. Well, let's look at the alcohol situation a minute, because you'll want to avoid food and drink that relaxes that sphincter muscles right there at the end of the esophagus, and anything that makes it lazy. So if you drink alcohol within 2 hours before going to bed, you're more likely to experience heartburn. The alcohol relaxes the sphincter muscle and allows the acids back into the esophagus. Researchers at the University of Dundee in Australia, they tested 17 men and women who did not have heartburn or reflux problems. So the volunteers were given 4 ounces of whiskey, 40% alcohol, to drink with 4 ounces of water 3 hours after eating at 10 p.m., and then they went to bed by 12 p.m. Another group was given a placebo drink consisting of water and flavoring, no alcohol. So during the night, the acid levels in the esophagus were monitored. So in the study, 41% experienced the reflux during the night, and they found the acid was most severe 3.5 hours after consuming the alcohol. So the group drinking the flavored water, well, they didn't experience any acid reflux or heartburn. Now, another food that could be triggering the problem is a harmless piece of chocolate. That's right. Coming up to the holidays, and that's going to be pretty much everywhere. So there is a chemical mechanism that encourages heartburn, according to Dr. Castle. There are many foods which act this way that precipitate heartburn. So how many times have you had digestive discomfort after eating maybe several chocolate chip cookies or fudge brownie? So how come chocolate can do that? Well, Dr. Castle says the chocolate acts like an antispasmodic or a tranquilizer on the sphincter muscle. So the culprit chemical in the chocolate is methylthioxazine. Yeah, say that 3 times fast. Anyway, Dr. Castle tested his theory, and he had found that by drinking chocolate syrup, it turned the sphincter muscle into a flabby, lethargic piece of tissue for nearly an hour. Dr. Castle also found chocolate and acid residue in the esophagus of his test group. So apparently chocolate does not provoke acid backwash in individuals that do not or rarely experience heartburn, and therefore chocolate is a problem really for those that are already suffering from heartburn. Get it? Also, there's high fat to worry about. Research is supporting that those that are already having heartburn, they're already heartburn sufferers, in other words, will have bouts of heartburn with high-fat meals. So the meals with the high fat will extend the acid backwash into the esophagus by 3 or 4 hours after the meal. So researchers report that high-fat foods lower your sphincter muscle pressure and delays digestion, so the stomach does not empty as quickly. So more acid is allowed to accumulate in the stomach and then enter the esophagus. So you want to avoid like fried foods, milkshakes, cheese, hamburgers, and other fatty types of foods. And there's the spicy foods. What about those? Well, most people with heartburn blame spicy food for their discomfort. However, a team of researchers at Oklahoma Foundation for Digestive Research at Presbyterian Hospital, they found what the real reason was for the heartburn. What they determined is that the onions, which are usually included in a lot of spicy entrees, were the cause of those already heartburn sufferers. So Dr. Mark Mello suspects that the onion, like the chocolate, tends to relax that muscle around the esophagus. Are there any other foods you need to be aware of? Well, here are some other foods known to relax that sphincter muscle and encourage the heartburn and reflux: peppermint, spearmint, and foods that produce belching like cabbage and cucumbers. So foods which produce more acid will also contribute to the problem, such as coffee, soda, beer, tomatoes, and milk products. Yeah, and I think heartburn sufferers are told to drink milk, and it just makes it worse. So what are some other things? Well, the way we eat, such as overeating, which can stretch the sphincter muscle, making it loose, is a problem. Eating too fast also will overload the digestive system. Lying down too soon after eating will help push food up against the sphincter muscle, causing it to pop open, and then the acid and food go into the esophagus. Overweight individuals will put more weight and pressure on the abdomen and the sphincter muscle, encouraging that heartburn and reflux. So diet restrictions also encouraged. So what else can you do? Are there any herbs that can help? Well, you can utilize some herbs to improve the digestion while you modify the lifestyle. See, if you don't modify the lifestyle, you're just putting a Band-Aid on a big wound, see? So here's some herbs that will definitely help with digestion. Fennel seed will help improve digestion. It eliminates gas and bloating, a lot of that belching problem. And ginger root also improves digestion and helps move food out of the stomach faster and helps with any nausea or vomiting. Slippery elm and marshmallow root help soothe the lining of the esophagus and the stomach. And you can also plan to do some cleansing, like cleansing the bowel system, the digestive system. Use some modified cleanses if you have to. Let's say you have irritable bowel syndrome or diverticulitis. You can use modified cleanses and avoid the irritating herbs in those cleanses. You can always ask the experts in that, and that would be the folks at Apothecary Herbs. So if you plan to do any bowel cleansing, you could do a modified cleanse and use more prune juice and water when you do that. Also, you can use herbs that help you stop smoking. If you want to quit smoking, there are some herbs that help you do that. And there are some herbs that help you lose weight. Licorice root, for instance, will help, and fennel seed, too, will help squelch the appetite a little bit. So, and if you're looking for the herb that helps you quit smoking, that's lobelia. You can go to the powerherbs.com website. They have a product called Smoker's Helper. You can check that out there. So, and they also have cleanses and immune-boosting herbs, digestive herbs, herbs for blood pressure and diabetes and all kinds of things. So you can check it out at thepowerherbs.com and be empowered. But remember, you're in charge. And you got to change that lifestyle, because nothing's going to change until you make some changes. So if you want to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs to get a free product catalog, you can at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Of course, if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. And the website, thepowerherbs.com, because that's where your healthcare options just became endless. And don't forget about their Thanksgiving special. If your order is $50 or more, you will save on the order 15%, plus you will get free ground ship in the continental U.S. And if you're outside the U.S., if you're international, well, then you'll receive a 20% off on your order of $75 or more, and that is good through tomorrow. So the details are on the homepage under the Three Amigos banner. Check it out. All right, let's see. Moving on. We got some time. We're going to talk about gout. I just got a call this week, couple calls this week about gout already, and it's not even Turkey Day yet. Well, the universal motivators basically are what? For people to make changes to improve themselves. Usually it's pleasure and pain. Most people want to avoid the pain and gain as much pleasure as they can. So if you list all the diseases that cause constant pain, we pretty much have, well, a looming healthcare problem similar to, you know, that BP oil slick we had down there in the Gulf. So for the purposes of this segment of the show, we're going to be talking about some statistics and some research and food triggers for things like gout, rheumatoid arthritis, and things like that. Now, the National Institutes of Health and the CDC and the American College of Rheumatology with the Arthritis Foundation, they have all reported that the inflammatory conditions, pretty much an epidemic here in the United States, they report 46 million people in the U.S. have arthritis, 27 million have osteoarthritis, 3 million have gout. About two-thirds of patients are under 65 years of age, and 60% are female. So the numbers are equal for whites and blacks, but higher for Hispanics. However, gout seems to be more prevalent in older men, and more black men than white men seem to get gout. So by 2030, modern medicine is expecting a 40% increase in the number of these types of cases. So 67 million people are going to be suffering. So this indicates that the current treatment's pretty much not going to cure it, and there are no allopathic cures on the horizon for it. So, well, if you don't want to wait 20 years for a medical miracle, let's look and see what answers we can find right now. First, let's look at some research. Research is revealing that our ancient ancestors knew a lot about how to deal with arthritis and gout. They used a lot of food to help or hinder the condition. They would use foods to heat up or cool down inflammation. So the ancients would actually call arthritis fire in the joints. So arthritic conditions can be inherited because we tend to eat like our ancestors, and it can be caused even by a virus. However, in most cases, arthritis specialists are beginning to discover that foods can influence arthritic symptoms. So in many cases, lifestyle is the prime cause of these painful inflammatory conditions. Now, in one study, it was discovered that healthy omega-3 fatty acids help to regulate hormone function with agents that they call eicosanoids, and these are also help to control the inflammation and pain. Another study suggested that arthritic conditions such as rheumatoid arthritis is an allergic reaction to specific foods. So it's kind of speculated that the allergic reaction to certain foods is caused by a problem related to either poor digestion or leaky gut syndrome. Now, food and bacterial agents that leak from the intestines into the bloodstream can set off an inflammatory response, or the bacteria from certain foods can produce toxins, increasing an arthritic symptom. Now, some prominent arthritic specialists think that food allergy arthritis, where you're, you know, allergic to arthritis, is different from conventional arthritis. One study involved a lady in her late 30s who was suffering from crippling arthritis for 10 years, and she discovered it was her love of cheese that caused her misery. Once she eliminated the cheese and all the dairy from her diet, she reversed the condition completely. So the British Medical Journal listed other studies that caused similar reactions, identifying some culprit foods, and we're going to list some of those here in a minute. So you want to be advised to check your medications, which also have a lot of fillers in them, and they could also be the culprits for these conditions. So here's some of the food triggers you want to look out for. The food culprits for inflammatory conditions like arthritis and gout are corn, wheat, milk, cheese, meat, alcohol, and omega-6 vegetable oils like your corn oil, safflower oil, and sunflower oil. Now, foods and medicine, let's look at this. Some foods that help relieve the inflammatory condition, some foods that will help calm this down, reduce inflammation, are going to be fish like your salmon, your herring, and your sardines, vegetarian lifestyles, and the use of ginger root. So what our ancestors did probably is what we should be doing. Since there were no pharmaceutical drugs in the ancient times, our ancient ancestors, they tend to fight off disease with nutrition. Alfalfa was used as a rich mineral source, and ginseng was also used as a genocide compound to help relieve the symptoms of arthritis. Oregano was used as an anti-inflammatory, and also meadowsweet was used if oregano wasn't available. So rosemary was used if cayenne was scarce, and in 1766, many early Americans were using cod liver oil to lubricate their joints to help reverse the disease. Now, there are numerous foods and herbs our ancestors used to correct an imbalance and to stop the pain. In 1973, a popular book by Dr. Colin Dong called The Arthritis Cookbook, he recommended a vegetarian lifestyle, and he specifically warned against meat, dairy, black pepper, alcohol, chemical additives, and tomatoes. So why does meat pose a problem? Apparently, the fat in meat will stimulate the production of an inflammatory agent. And as more vaccines and antibiotics are used in animals, this may also be a factor in the severity of the arthritic conditions. Now, some specific meats that tend to cause more severe reactions are cured meats and meats with preservatives. So this means your bacon, your ham, of course we've got the holidays coming, hot dogs and cold cuts are going to be off limits unless you can get organic non-hormone, non-GMO, non-preservative types of meats. Now, in 1991, a Norwegian study proved that a meatless diet relieved the symptoms of arthritis in 9 out of 10 patients. So the patients were put on a liquid diet for a week to help purge the trigger foods from their system. They drank herb teas, vegetable broth, carrot juice, beet juice, and celery juice. For 3 to 5 months, then the patient stayed on a vegetarian diet, no animal foods of any kind, no dairy, fish, meat, or eggs. They also removed wheat and refined sugar, strong spices, and citrus from the diet. As foods were gradually introduced back into the diet, the reactions were recorded. For a majority of the patients, when wheat and dairy were added back, there was an immediate arthritic reaction within 48 hours. And more physicians are beginning to see that it's no longer preposterous to simply adjust diet to cure arthritic conditions. Now, I want to get to this ginger root for a minute, because ginger root is a great reliever for arthritic conditions. It's an anti-inflammatory agent built into it, and you can also layer in some willow bark and meadowsweet for additional anti-inflammatory power. The University of Denmark studied ginger root for arthritic conditions and found this ancient Indian medicine worked. In their study, the ginger relieved swelling, pain, stiffness, and improved mobility. The study also found ginger does this by blocking the formation of hormone-like substances which cause inflammation. So this research reported that ginger root worked as well or even better than the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, but without the side effects. Also, the ginger root did more than the drugs by blocking the prostaglandins and leukotrienes to reduce other substances that tend to cause inflammation, and it protects us from free radicals and antioxidants. So ginger root, remember that. Some other nutrition you might want to be stocking up on, foods containing nutrition to support joints, such as that contain silicon or silica, it's a mineral, that's also important, helps protect joints and connective tissues. You'll find that in fibrous plants, so your beetroot, your lettuce, your cucumbers, your celery, and your onions. Also, you'll find herbs like horsetail and oat straw have that silica in them. Now, phosphorus, another mineral, also important because it's the main structural element for bone strength. So you're going to find that in your nuts and your seeds and your vegetables, your fish, and your high-protein plants. Vitamin C is also important. It's going to slow any damage and diminish your pain. And you're going to find that in your citrus fruits, your bell peppers, and rose hips. Now, vitamin D is going to help prevent osteoarthritis, and you're going to find that in cod liver oil, herring, and in mackerel. Iodine is going to help to prevent osteoarthritis as well. You're going to find that in your seaweed, your Celtic sea salt, and your black walnut. And you're going to find these nutrients in the following products at Apothecary Herbs. You're going to find it in all those minerals and nutrients in Body Foundation Food Mix. It's going to have your phosphorus, your seaweed, and your alfalfa, plus your vitamins and minerals and plant proteins, and don't forget the 22 amino acids. They do have a calcium liquid with the silicon plants, and they have a pain anti-inflammatory formula with the willow bark and meadowsweet in there. They do have ginger root as well. They have American and Siberian ginseng. Of course, they have herbs that help adjust hormones if that's also a problem. And those aren't hormone replacement products. Those are nutritional elements to feed the endocrine system, so the endocrine system can make the hormones that are right for you. There's a big difference when you go about it that way. And you can find all these organic, certified organic, cold-pressed herbal liquids with a long shelf life at Apothecary Herbs. These products, because they're naturally aged and cold-pressed, they're not put through a forced extraction method like most products are on the market, so they're going to have more protein, more vitamins, more minerals in them. So you'll experience the difference in these products when you try them at Apothecary Herbs. You go to the website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, or you can give them a call toll-free, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. That's a 24/7 number, or you can visit the website, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. It's all empowering. And here's the thing, folks. Here's the thing. You have the power to adjust the lifestyle. You can use the herbs to get you through the transition phase to strengthen your system. And eventually, you're not supposed to even need the herbs, see? That's how it's supposed to go. Most people don't see it that way, but, you know, you're not supposed to even need that. Foods are your medicines. If you need a little help once in a while, great. But try to focus on the diet. Diet. Exercise, don't forget that, it's important. And, you know, it just, people that, you know, exercise just are happier. They look younger and feel revitalized. So make sure you get that in every day. I'm out of time, but I hope you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.